Peace, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the story of Young Black Muslima, the journey from hip hop to hip hop. And we are on side B. SubhanAllah, this is just, you know, been an evolution of transition. And I think whenever a person is intentionally trying to become closer to God, they don't expect what's going to happen next. And I will say that when we reflect on Blackness in Islam, thinking about the conversation in the month of Shaban, in, you know, Black History Month, I remember when I did an event in Queens. I believe it was Queens. Definitely was Queens. It was at the African Poetry Theater. Okay. Now, this is a very well-known theater in Black culture. It was definitely, I want to say 2016. Yeah, for sure 2016, 2017. So I already been Muslim now, like a year or some change. And at this point of conversation and connection to being in a Pan-African community, going into the Nation of Islam, learning about myself within the Pan-African, you know, space, connecting what is important to me in my journey. This was definitely 2016, so I'm still in year one. I remember this. And I did the event and I spoke. That's so crazy. 2016, wow. And I spoke at the event and I spoke about Blackness. I said, what is Black when we really definitively understand the word Black in English? And what about words like Aswad or Adam, meaning dark brown, you know, the first man, right? The first prophet was Black. And conversating in that way to my people at the African Poetry Theater. And just recently before that, I literally performed maybe like the year before, I would say. And I was on my journey and trying to figure out what was best. So within this process, I'm in the same place I was before, but performing a speech. It was my first ever speech with hijab. Like, I've never spoken in front of a crowd, and I was wearing all black hijab, and I was, you know, excited to come speak to people, my people. And when I said, what is Blackness when we think about it? Because it was about Black love. It was in the month of February. It was about, like, you know, falling around the time of Valentine's Day as well, which is a contradictory for Black people, but let me not even go there for the person who booked it. But reality is, when I spoke about it in a way that was relatable, I thought that they would get it. The first thing that came out of people's mouth was like, you're Arabized. You are Arabized, so who are you to talk about Black love? The reality of my existence is love. Allah made me Black, so I love my Creator for making me Black, and I'm very happy to be a Black woman, very grateful. I never want to change for anything, right? And so when I reflect on this understanding of who I am, I see that there is a disconnection, a discourse, an unfulfilled exploration of one's humanness. Because reality comes forth, and what reality says to us is that we are present within love and light. We are present within purpose. And we are present within the gift of being Allah's first creation lineage wise, like, right, Adam. And so I understood that when I spoke in front of these people, that I was like, yeah, these are my people, I'm excited. But then in that moment, I wasn't their people, I wasn't with them, right? And so encouraging this thought process of, who are we? Are we Muslim first? Or are we Black first? Are we Black? Or are we Muslim? Are we human? Or are we Muslim and Black? Or Black and Muslim? So, like, exploration is very important in the processing who you are. And Allah gives you plenty of openings to do so. So it's really about being contingent upon who you are and who you want to become, no matter what happens, no matter what is in your perspective. So in this moment, I'm thinking this, like, right, there's a spiritual intellect that Allah gave me. And I couldn't believe it that the next brother goes, oh, we want to kill crackers. We don't like white people. They're devils. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, what? You believe that about all white people? I'm the type of person that I cannot say that about humanity. But there was a point where I did, where I truly believed that. But in the reality of the matter is the sole purpose of our existence is to worship Allah, right? And Allah also made us in tribes so that we know each other. That's another thing. And so while I'm up there, I didn't know all these things that I'm telling you now, but while I'm up there, I'm literally like, yo, Ajib, this is crazy. Like, dude just said, all white people devils. This person just said, you Arabized. These my people, right? And so I'm Arabized because I chose to work on my relationship with God, right? To focus on that and to conversate about the word Black within love. Because if Black love is the priority, and not Allah's love, and not, as one of my teachers, Villajanti, says, Allah-centered self-love. You love your race more than you love yourself. Therefore, you love yourself more than you love your Lord. Because if you don't love yourself, right, you have to go on a journey after being so dedicated to your race that you have to focus on yourself, because it's very draining. Communal work is draining. I don't care what nobody says. I was a part of many different community organizations when I first, you know, like, got into activism before I became Muslim, right? But the reality was that people didn't want to hear what I had to say because I knew things that they didn't understand, concepts in which they couldn't fathom. And so they were like, what are you talking about? Shut up. Oh, you don't want to touch man? Oh, why? Shut up. Why? You're making it awkward. This is one of the reasons why I don't go outside, really, because there's automatically an energetic connection where people feel like they should have access to you, especially men. And I don't like that. And so within the Pan-African community, I'm still a part of that, because that's never going to be something I don't know about, something that I haven't studied, or something that I'm just, like, detached from because I'm Muslim. No, I'm a human first. And so your humanness, before you're Muslim, you're human. And because that is required of you being Muslim, you learn things within the depths of your soul that are there that you don't necessarily know are there, right? And so, in all reality of existence, coming to know yourself requires you to know your Lord first. Within the journey, you learn things about yourself you don't like. And so, one thing I didn't like was my reaction to that. I was sweaty, I was nervous, I was sad, I was upset. I felt disconnected. I felt dumb. Like, I felt literally like made a fool out of. And I was so pissed because those are my people, right? And so, while I'm thinking about and reflecting on a legacy, African poetry theater, I'm realizing this concept of blackness has to be copied and paste and copied. And I didn't like that. And so why a black sister, education is important to me. So I'm coming in, educated black sister, learning about my dean, learning about my blackness as well, as a required study to know who I am. Not something I need to do to fit into a crowd or talk to people, because I chose to like lead with what I was saying. What is blackness? What is black? When we talk about the word black, let's really get down to the etymology. Black people love etymology. I don't know why they was acting like they didn't want to hear what I had to say, but it was because I had a hijab on. Let's keep it 100. And so for real, that moment of being Muslim for me was so split. It was like, yo, I'm black and I'm Muslim. I'm Muslim and I'm black. I'm a black Muslim. I'm a young black Muslima. Right, and I feel like within that birth of like that experience was young black Muslima, and I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't understand how to feel. I didn't know how to be, because at the time I was 26 and I didn't know how to feel about my people, like making me feel separate from them. But I did feel strange. I felt like a stranger. And so I went on to like connecting to other groups of Muslims. That was a vibe though, like connecting to other groups of Muslims that did events and stuff like that. There was one group that was really dope, the Strangers Poets. That was really fly. And I remember just really focusing in on being a Muslim poet, because I had stopped doing music, right? And for me, the journey of doing music has been on again, off again, off again, on again, subhanAllah, because I do feel like my heart should be filled with Quran, not music. And so that's always been a jihad for me. It's always been a struggle for me, and it still is. And may Allah make it easy. I mean, but I do recognize one thing about that particular story and that particular time was that I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be black later. Like, blackness can wait. I'm a human first, because my humanness requires me to recognize my soul first and what my soul needs. My soul doesn't always need to be fighting for black issues to feel complete. My soul doesn't always need to feel like, oh, women are getting their rights. Let me fight for women's rights in America. No. Like, my soul, like, dead serious, my soul is like, I need God to heal me. I've been through a lot. So, what's wrong with me choosing my humanness? What's wrong with me choosing my soul to understand what it means to be a human first? And so, this is why this podcast is really interesting, because I, even though I'm talking to you guys about these stories, and there's a reason why. I like to go back during this time in the story and reflective. When I was recording these episodes, right, I was living the experiences I was living, but now I'm not in the place of which I can be young black Muslima anymore, right? And so doing this has been so beneficial for me, and I wanted it to go on for long and long. But the truth is, evolving happens. And so doing this season has been a revelation for me to tell my story, to not just give you guys this full chapter one, but for it to be the beginning of a new chapter of young Black Muslima in a different platform, in a different space, right? So this is why I think it's so important to tell the stories that you need. And I could have been told you guys this, but I didn't recognize the journey was happening as I was recording this podcast, like season after season, episode after episode, like, and it's just been amazing to reflect on that. And it's just been so beautiful to understand who I am now and to know I'm not who I was. I'm talking about the journey of a young Black Muslima because I'm not a young Black Muslima anymore, right? And that's the beauty of like life. You can reflect on your journey, but this may help other young Black Muslimas who's in a state that I was in, where I felt like no one understood what it was like to be young, Black, and Muslim, because I was still learning. And anybody who was anybody could be a young Black Muslim. You don't have to be, oh, I'm 20 something. No, you could be a fresh new Muslim, a young, a baby in Islam, still a student of knowledge, still someone who is trying to learn more about Islam. Or just someone who is very, very young-minded. And I say this with grace because young-minded doesn't necessarily mean bad, right? It means that we didn't have a chance to mature because of the trauma we've gone through. And that's the reality. When you convert to Islam through any means, right? You can be a part of a hip hop community or part of a Pan-African community, but within that, there was a place, a safe haven in which you rested in because you wanted to feel family. And so there's parts of you that never got to really grow or evolve or forgive or heal because you didn't take time away from your community or from people to do that. And you need to do that. It's so important to be in a khalwa and seclusion with Allah. To be in a space of spiritual retreat is a gift that Allah wants you to take and be certain of. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid to be in a conversation with your Lord, because that is when the evolving truly takes place and you start to realize who you were is not who you are, but the person you were is a lesson that can be a blessing for others to evolve into or to evolve out of. And to become who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to be. So that's young Black Muslima, like that's why I have to tell this story. I feel it in my heart. And I don't have to, but I'm inspired. Allah inspires me every day to be full, to fulfill subhanAllah. And so that journey of being at the African Poetry Theater the year before performing there. And I have pictures of it too, like it's crazy. Performing there, and then the next day, I mean the next year, I was giving a speech about blackness. Because the year before that, when I performed, I wasn't Muslim. I was studying, but I performed there to get another show under my belt, to say I performed at African Poetry Theater, the most like biggest like most popping theater, like historically for Black people. And I did that, but then I came back and I was a new person. And that's why I had to explain this evolving, because when I came back I was covered the first time, but I was covered the second time, but in a different way. right? My hijab was different. My character was different, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. I pray this is a beautiful reflection of how evolving happens and how grateful we should be for where we're at, inshallah. I pray to catch you guys in the next one, inshallah. And I'll definitely let you know when the season is ending and, just evolving into different platforms on this journey. And I'm grateful that I'm starting it to tell the stories. It's so important. Alhamdulillah. JazakAllah khair. I pray you guys are doing well. And I pray the Shaban is beneficial because we're going into the month of Ramadan. So gotta keep ready. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.